proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. In our last session, we began looking at the greatest commandments in the law, as revealed by Jesus Christ. He started off with the commandment in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, known to the Jews as Shema, Hear, O Israel. In our last session, we looked at the various meanings that the word Shema could carry. To hear, to listen, to understand, and to obey. All four usages of that term appear in the Deuteronomy chapter 6 passage. God certainly wanted the Israelites to hear his proclamation, albeit not given through his own mouth, but through Moses. He desired for them to listen attentively to the words he would speak. Furthermore, God intended that the Jewish nation fully comprehended the importance of what he said. Finally, he expected them to comply with what he told them to do. In the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, God directed his message to the entire Jewish nation, but only to the Jewish nation. Israel played a unique role in God's plan. By comparison, according to Isaiah chapter 40, quote, "The nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance," unquote. In the 3rd chapter of Amos's prophecy, God informed the Jewish people that, quote, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth," unquote. He interacted with Israel in such a way, a different way, that he dealt with other nations. In Nehemiah chapter number 9, the writer enumerated several ways in which God showed his favor specifically to the Jewish people. Quote, "Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant," unquote. God provided for the Jewish nation's needs in the wilderness, sustaining them with food and water over the course of 40 years. He promised them a land flowing with milk and honey, and gave them that land. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses also spoke about, quote, "the Lord our God." God made a covenant with the Jewish nation, a document recorded in Exodus chapter 19. On that occasion, he exclaimed that, quote, "If you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation," unquote. God alluded to Israel as his firstborn in Exodus chapter 4. He declared in Jeremiah chapter 31 that, quote, "I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn," unquote. The Jewish nation enjoyed a degree of communion with God that no other nation possessed. As Moses asked in the 4th chapter of Deuteronomy, quote, "What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for?" Unquote. Then there's another passage in Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Where the Jew is required to affirm that the Lord our God is one Lord. The meaning of that word "one" determines how to understand the verse in Deuteronomy 6. And we'll look at that in our next lesson. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.